It is time for Take 5 on WAMW. I'm Angela, in for Dwayne, and your name, sir?
Taj Eaton.
Hello, Taj Eaton. Welcome to Big Black Guest Air Chair.
Yes, thank you.
In the studios. And what is, what event, what, let me start with, what organization are you involved with?
Families First Home Educators, the homeschool group for Davis, Knox, Martin, just several counties around here that we serve with and leadership with.
Fantastic. And what event is coming up?
Every summer before the fall semester begins, we try to have an information night. It's a curriculum night, homeschool education night, where we have the Ruitan building in Montgomery, and we have it set up. We have different families have the curriculums that they use at their home, and we have them on display, and it's just for anyone interested in possibly home educating their children. They can come out and ask questions, talk to other families that are doing it, see what kind of curriculums they're using,
get a
hands-on.
Helps them plan their own curriculum.
Yes, yeah. When you begin homeschooling, you enter into a whole nother world, and there are so many resources available, it's kind of overwhelming when you first start. So
it's great to have a lot more options than not enough.
Absolutely. And when my wife and I started doing this several years ago, we were a little overwhelmed ourselves, and there's just some families that took us in and kind of, here's what we do, here's how you look through curriculums, and helped us out. And and we decided to start doing this as a homeschool group a while back.
Do you think there's been an increase in the number of homeschooling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd say right now we probably have 60 to 70 families represented in our group.
Wow.
Our co-op that meets once a week for 12 weeks in the fall and in the spring semester, the building we're in, we max out at 100, and I forget what it is. But we have a little over 100 students, and that's probably, I'm going to guess, probably half of the number of students in the total homeschool.
Wow. So that is sure amazing. Let me ask you, how can anyone listening get into contact with you if they want to learn more or find out more about this event or what you're doing?
I would say the simplest is just Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Families First Home Educators, our Facebook page, and all the information is posted there.
Families First Home Educators on Facebook.
Yep.
Taj, that is fascinating.
And it's next, what did I say? It's Tuesday night.
It's this coming Tuesday night. Okay, good to know.
July 20th, is that 24th?
I think it's the 24th. Yep. It is.
Next Tuesday night from 6 to 9 at the Montgomery Ruitan building.
Awesome. Will there be refreshments?
There will.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, you can't ask for more than that.
That's right.
Thank you, Taj, for coming in today. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm not Dwayne, but I did my best.
No problem. Not a disappointment.
But he would be fascinated by this. He's very much into education. He is a teacher himself.
Oh,
Taj,
excellent.
Thank you.
And, well, thank you very much.
This information will be available on our website, WAMWAMFM.com, very shortly. Dave Foster will put it up there. And if people want to learn more, again, it's Families First Home Educators on Facebook.